Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. When House Ag Committee Chairman Peterson speaks, I would suggest it's wise to listen. He's not going to make a lot of predictions unless he's confident of the support of other committee members. This week I was in a meeting with Secretary Johans, and he was introducing a serious ag program proposal. However, I recall what House Ag Committee Chairman Kika de la Garza told me during the early 80s. He said, "Don't forget, Mr. Secretary, the way the system works is the Secretary proposes, the Congress disposes." Chairman Peterson supports a safety net for farmers, but he said he likes the concept of making agriculture more market-oriented. He said farmers don't want government payments. They want to get the money from the marketplace. Absolutely. In response to the nervousness among livestock producers, he said, "We're going to plant 9 million more acres of corn this year." He noted that over the last few years, livestock operators have been able to get feed at subsidized prices. That's what he said. The chairman went on to say, "Frankly, we've been underpricing our food in this country. People need to calm down a little bit and realize that the livestock sector has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of the subsidy system." I tend to agree. We've never made money on hogs with cheap corn. I'd add that the biggest beneficiary, however, of our supports has been the consumer. Chairman Peterson went on to say, "We are repricing agriculture." Now, this is a good thing, he said, even though it causes some short-term pain. And as Keith Collins, USDA chief economist, points out, the price of oil jumped from $20 to $60, but the world has coped, and the cost of producing pork going up a mere 6 cents per pound should not pose an insurmountable problem. And I say any consumer that's willing to pay $2 for a bottle of water that is free out of the faucet won't hesitate to pay 15 cents more for a pork chop. Keep your ear to the ground and listen to what the chairman has to say. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.